On February 25th, PSU held an action in front of the school district building. During the action, students reflected on equity in the school in the Philadelphia public schools, 55 years after Brown versus Board of Education. The action was in response to the district's new strategic plan called Imagine 2014. This plan is based off Renaissance 2010, the Chicago plan for closing and taking over low-performing schools. We know that closing schools or having them taken over by charter management organizations or education management organizations is not the answer for fixing our schools. So at this action, we presented a different vision for community empowerment that will lead to whole school transformation. Now some highlights from the action.
What Renaissance 2010 was not good for communities or poor students. When schools were closed in Chicago, students were pushed out into other neighborhood schools, causing overcrowding and making schools there much worse.
They say it's innovation. We say it's segregation. We say it's innovation. We say it's segregation.
I don't think they can hear y'all.
We say it's innovation. We say it's segregation.
It's what?
We say it's innovation. We say it's segregation.
I don't think they can hear y'all. Y'all need to get loud.
Within student union, I know that there are already huge inequities between our schools. We have neighborhood schools, magnet schools, and charter schools. These schools are all really different. Even though they represent different choices, everyone does not have a choice. If not every choice is a good choice, or if only some people have a choice, then what is the point of choice?
We have to be the change that we're saying that we need. And I think at this time that what we're talking about is that 7 years later, the state takeover is over. It's been 7 years. We've got models and studies. We know what has happened in that time period, and this is a chance to do it right. We've got an opportunity this time to change things from the bottom up, to use people from the communities, to have students engaged, parents engaged, teachers engaged in the transformation of schools. If that doesn't happen, then change can't truly happen. Change can't come to you. It has to come from you.
So our main demand was to sit down with Dr. Ackerman about the strategic plan. We already got that done. That's happening tomorrow.
I had a dream one day the businesses trying to buy our schools will realize that we are not a nation at risk, and they are not the army to save us. I had a dream we reached the goals that we worked so hard for. A place where we are not going backwards. A place where there is no segregation among the Philadelphia public schools. A place where our education is equal. A place where every child had a chance to go to college, no matter the race or income. A place where school districts joined together and found a way that was right and applied it, not just to schools that their parents pay money for, but all of them. I had a place where schools were all funded equally. I had a dream that the people of my nation came together and put aside their differences and saw the bigger picture. We worked together and took down all the obstacles that came our way. I had a dream. After all those years of fighting, the war was finally over. But then I woke up and I was back to the sad reality.
When they start to segregate our schools now in the 21st century, we got to look at it like this. If you disinvest in education, where would these students go? What jobs would they hold? I know I go to West Philadelphia High School. Since my ninth grade year, I've been involved in a community process. And for them to even option up the idea of turning West into a charter, What is my community supposed to do? What am I supposed to do as a student?
That's right.
Where's the justice? Right.
Education for liberation means that our school, that our education prepares us to be able to change the world around us, not just get us slotted into the system. Education for liberation is what we need, is what as people we have fought for. It is what the freedom schools are about, were about. It's about knowing our history, but also fully understanding the reality of today. It prepares us to be critical thinkers who can participate in democracy, not just test taking robots who are prepared for low wage jobs.
That's great. We'll never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated.